Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, all of you beautiful people. If you are live, you're beautiful. If you're able to hear my voice, you're beautiful. If you're able to say hallelujah 1, 2, or 3 times to the Lord, you're beautiful. And we welcome you to the Global Vision for Living today. So don't you just love this show? We're so impartial, but we mean business for the Lord. Our topic today is, why was I born to die? This is part 2. Psalm 83:18. Why was I born to die? By a God called Jehovah. What kind of joke is this? Psalms 90 says that man was born to live 70 or 80 years and then return to death. What kind of joke is this? Why? Who's pulling the strings? For what? It's Satan, an unseen God. He's a God as well. An unseen God as well? I mean, is he behind this? Well, we're going to find out today, because many are saying, you know what? I don't care nothing about what the Bible say, because I read somewhere or I heard somewhere somebody told me that, hey, all I got is 70 years to live on earth. Earth been around for billions of years. The God that created it, billion of years. And you going to tell me that I was born to die? Who said that? No, that is a lie. You weren't born to die. You were born to elevate, honor, bless, and glorify the God that Genesis said created you. Read the first, second, and third chapter of Genesis. It didn't say anything about us being created to die. The angels upon human creation, what they saw made them clap and bless and praise and honor the God behind us, you and me and I. We were not born to die. We were born to live forever. But hello, something happened in between that. I don't blame you. I'd be asking too, why was I born? And then I'm going to play around for a few decades and then I'm gone? Does that make any sense? Let's think about this, even in our own carnal mind. Does that make any sense? Does that give credit to your mama, your daddy, your God? No, it does not. We were born to live forever in paradise on earth. God has not changed that. But hello, what happened? Why has this been taught and been taught by me? What happened? What actually happened? Well, we're getting ready to find out. Whether you have your Bible or not, let me tell you a story of the first human pair that was created. One of them, the first one, was created from the very dust that we're walking on. Dust. D-U-S-T. Look it up. Look it up in Hebrew, Greek, English, whatever language you want to. Look it up. Adam was created, Adam, from the dust. Jehovah wasn't just sitting around in the universe to play a game. That was not his option. That was not the option of God to create a human man and go back and sit down. That was work to do. That work included cultivating the earth. Then after thousands of years, Adam walking around with his head down between his legs. And God looked down and said, uh-oh, something is not right. He said, this man is walking around sad. It is not good for him to be alone. If you're over 3 years old, I know you done heard that. It is not good for man walking around on 2 feet to direct his own step. He said, God said, you know what? I'm going to create a helper for him. You know the story. Here comes Eve out of his rib. Somebody, you know what? Get a dictionary. Do some research on the rib and what was inside of that rib. I'm not going to touch on that right now. We will do so at another time. But the first human pair came into existence, and God told them, now, you can do this, but don't do that. You all know what it is, eating of that forbidden tree, forbidden fruit. Hello, Colonel Harrison. I see you just hopped in. You know to be on time. How are you doing this morning? Colonel Harrison?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Cobb. Yes, yes, I was on mute. Good morning. Yes,
good morning,
Dr. Cobb. Seeing
you
listening earlier. Yes, yes.
You know
we're
talking about Adam and Eve and people
yes.
concerning themselves. Well, why were they born to die? We've already said no man or woman was born to die. They were born to glorify God, honor God, and
yes.
bless and praise his holy name for creation. So right now, people are saying, well, what's going on? What happened? What caused that? So we've already covered the Adam and Eve, but let me slip back for a reason. Adam, it doesn't say anywhere in that Bible that Adam said, I'm sorry. Hello, somebody help me. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
He did
That's
not
right.
say, I'm sorry. Eve did not say, I'm sorry. They tried to get out of a bad situation. Somebody asked me last week, Dr. Hay, what would happen if Satan would have said, I'm sorry? You know, we're going to touch on that because we're not wasting your time, and I know I'm not wasting mine. If I didn't have anything to do but lay back in the bed, I'm not wasting my time talking about a God that created humankind. We're talking about this God because he is worthy. He's worthy. He's more than worthy. Just the fact that we just alerted you, told you that here a God said, hey, come on, we're going to create him, make him in our image. Oh, my God, God got a heart. You got a heart. Don't you know God have a heart? If he made man's image, oh, my God, how does he feel right now? But the fact is that he had the unification. He had the beautification of the earth that we're breathing on. He had that in mind. And Adam and Eve, you know the story. I don't want to waste your time with it. You know what they did. They got kicked out of that garden. Now, here their descendants walking around, half dead, already dead, full of sickness, hanging around the prison cells, running from the police, laying on a hospital bed, dying. I could go on with that. But that is a sorry state we in. Somebody said, well, I don't see why we got to pay for it. He told Adam, he told Eve, the day that you eat, the day that you disobey me, that's it. And they would put out the garden. So whatever they did outside that garden, can't blame God for it. Somebody said, well, doctor, maybe he should have killed them then. But God, in his infinite love and wisdom, he said, no, I'm not going to do that. He's going to still do what I said, but he's going to do it wishing he was in hell. Colonel Harrison, what do you think about that? People are mad. And saying, I think I was born to die. I don't want nothing to do with God because I'm going to be dead in 70 years. What do you think of that, Colonel Harrison?
The truth is, Dr. Coppertine, the listening audience, I think it's foolishness because one has to get to know who God is. The same as we get to know who each other are, about our personalities, about our character, our name, our dispositions. We have to get to know who God is, the creator, the Psalm 83, 18 God that created everything. I've read numerous books. There's been other people read numerous books and scholarly books, and there's principles in the Christian Holy Bible that gives us the foundation of who God is and what happened to the first man Adam and the first woman Eve, and if we have the intelligence of a fifth grader, we should be able to read and listen and do research and find out about this God Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, God, that he exists. He didn't create mankind to fail. He created mankind just a little lower than the angelic angels that are in heaven to buy him and to glorify the earth, which God has created everything. No man, no woman, animals, nothing existed. So I did my own research and came to my own conclusion, my own understanding that there is a God, a supernatural, spirit, intelligent being that is over heaven and earth and created everything that we are now benefactors of.
My God, I'm glad to hear that. And you are on to something. You got to do your own work of research. Some say, well, why? I see we got a Bible here. Well, there's other books that go along with companion books. It says in the days of the apostles, some brought a lot of books of sorcery out, and they burned them. All kind of things have been going on, all kind of problems that have surfaced, and people have tried to blame God. No, don't blame God. God didn't have time to bend down and create man and woman and then go off and watch them die. What kind of God would he be? That is not what this God is all about. His son even said, going up centuries, 4,000 years, here comes Jesus Christ down. Here he come walking on the earth. And can you imagine? 4,000 years, he looked down. He said, you know what? They're all wrong. Jesus said, here I am. Here I am. Send me. Here he come. What did he come into? What did he find? Look at the hatred and look at the pain inflicted on him. And there was a movie called The Passion. Blockbuster. Nobody thought of a movie about God was going to be anything. Even Jehovah's Witnesses told all their thousands of congregations, go see it. The elders looked at that governing body in New York City, go see it. And what did we see? We saw the pain and suffering. Did it do any good? Yes, it did, because I'm talking on the phone now, and you heard Colonel Harrison. So, no, you weren't born to die. But if you weren't born to die, what else were you born to do? Glorify his name. You got to be out walking, talking, and telling others about this God, who he is, what he did, why he did what he did, when did he send his son. And another thing that I know I mentioned in my Sunday school, and I looked up at the teacher, I said, now, I want you on top of this. Many people don't realize that the devil was so mad after he saw what God had did. He sent him out, but Jehovah's purpose still was not refuted. They went on out there. They clashed between son and son to son, daughter to daughter. But God, in his infinite wisdom, said, now I'm sick of you running up here when I'm having meetings with the true sons of God. Satan was, for that deed and other things, was kicked out of heaven. He was kicked all the way out of heaven. And when I say he was kicked out of heaven, and you may not hear this in church, you might not hear this, but after Satan was thrown down and cast out of heaven, guess what happened behind that?
I just learned that from my pastor, the sister Eugenia from my church, passed on this morning, and I need you to pray for her, and I need you to say hallelujah, because Sister Eugenia did more for this church more for this earth than any white devil you'd ever see across this goddamn motherfucking planet.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray right now. Father in heaven, in the name of the one you sent for, Jesus Christ, we're praying right now for Mrs. Eugenia. We're praying right now because you said with whatever problem we have, we can come to you and you alone, and you're going to do something about it. We're flesh and blood like her, but because you sent your son, you gave us hallelujah power, just like your son had. Here we come. Jesus said you're going to rise up and do better things, better deeds, say better things than I. Get ready in my name, in the name of Jesus. You told us to pray ye one for another. Here we are. We're not trying to be more than another. You told us to pray for one another that they might be healed. They might discover the real truth about myself and the one I sent forth. Father, we have none other to go to, and we found out long ago that we can do nothing. We can't do anything without the power of God. He is God. He sent his son. His son said, with all power in my hand, I'm telling you to go forth. Preach, teach, pray, and heal. Hallelujah. Look in on Eugenia. Thank the man for coming on asking for prayer. What else can you ask for that man got? Man only got power given him through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is saying yes. Colonel Harrison,
Holy Spirit, take me now.
Come
thank
on,
you,
Colonel Harrison. Step up in prayer in the
name of
Jesus.
I pray to the Lord above that they bless you. They bless you with all the tithes and everything that you get, you want, and you ask for. Sister Eugenia was a saint. She brought us love. She brought us kindness. And she would have loved you, my baby. You know what, Sister Eugenia? She taught me how to be a gentleman.
Hello?
Taught me how to be a proper white black gentleman. And you know what? If it wasn't for Sister Eugenia.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I would like to know one
you.
Thing. I just want to know one thing. Would you like to purchase a extended car warranty? I sell extended car warranties. That would be very nice to make a sale today.
Well, I'm going to give you my email address, mothernature7@gmail.com. Send your information. Thank you so much for that. But I want to say this, too. In the name of Jesus, we've already been told without him, hallelujah, we can do nothing at all. That's the world's problem. That's the United States problem. That's Europe's problem. We're trying to do it all without God. Are we insane? That God's been around for billions of years. He done already said through Jeremiah 10 that man cannot direct his own steps. So that means whoever created him should be directing man's steps.
Hello?
He should direct mine and yours and the earth.
Am I
nobody
talking
to wants
Jesus
to look to the creator.
What is going on
you
here?
Ain't done nothing. You haven't said nothing if you haven't got it from God. You haven't done nothing if you're not doing what this Bible God named Jehovah has told you to do.
Jehovah,
you're
who's
not
going
to be nothing.
Shut up,
Jehovah.
That you
does
are
Jehovah
what
just
you
need
are
to buy a warranty?
Because of me.
Does he
hallelujah,
have a warranty?
In the name of Jesus. Colonel Harrison, we need you to say a prayer right now.
Thank you.
But Eugenia and all those coming on the call, they're bursting through on this call. Colonel Harrison, say a word.
Yes.
Put God first in the eyes and ears of everyone.
Yes, let us pray.
I am Hindu.
Eternal God, our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we minister to people on this line, God, this opportunity. We lift you up, Lord. You say, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So, Lord, you have authority over the earth. You have authority over the water. You have authority over mankind. You have authority over angels. We rebuke that which is not of you. Lord, you said all sickness is not unto death. I don't know Sister Eugenia's state, her status, or her condition, whether she's still above or below. But, Lord, we just thank you knowing that any person that's sick, you said that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So you sent forth your Son, Lord, to whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So those on this line, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, unless it's about you, I decree and declare and cast it down, cast it out in the name of Jesus. You said at the mention of that name, said every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So, Lord, we rebuke anything that come against this line. We rebuke anything that come against those who believe and trust in you. We rebuke anything, Lord, that is not of you in the name of Jesus, who's Lord of lords and King of kings. We decree and declare this line, Lord, will continue to minister to people who are sick souls and people who have transgressed and people who need to get their lives right with God, Jehovah. This is your servant's prayer from the East Coast, Reverend Dr. William Harrison. It is in Jesus' name I have rendered this prayer, and I say amen.
So we just learned that you weren't born to die. You were born to glorify God. That's why we're in the trouble. That's why people are laying in the hospital.
Sorry, that was my toilet.
That's why people are on the way to the cemetery. That's why people is on the way to a prison cell, because they have not glorified God. You ain't got to sit up all night hollering. You ain't got to sit up all night crying. Just say, God, help me to glorify you. Help me to praise your holy name. I done did everything else. I done lied. I done cheated. I done stole. I done did everything not like you. No, I found out I was not born to die.
We come to America and we help.
To stay on this earth and to glorify your name. He put you in his image. He said he sent his son so that his son could buy back what man, Adam and Eve, lost. Here we are. Are we stuck between a rock and a hard place? Yes, we are, if we don't put God first. Well, how do I put God first? Here's how you put God first. It's simple and it's easy. Fall down on your knees. Throw your hands up in the air and say, God, in the name of Jesus,
thank you, please.
Help me. God, show me. God, lead me in the name of your son, Christ Jesus. You ain't got to go get a bag of drugs.
You
to
show
make
me some Bob's and
Vagine.
Like I would like to see Bob's and Vagine.
You don't have to go to the doctor and say, oh, doctor, I don't know what's wrong. He don't know either. It's a doctor show that's going on right now. All
if they showed me Bob's
and
Vagine at church, I would probably go more.
His son said, ask that you might be saved. Ask that you might be healed. Nothing and no one can take
Ooh,
the place of a living God. All everything
very, very
else
nice.
Is on sweeping stand. Nobody knows. The president don't know. The governor don't know. The people hanging around the universities don't know. But I know a man that was sent down through 42 generations. He knew. When they looked down, he said, what in the hell is going on down there? Here I am, send me. And he came and was rejected. Look around for people that like to reject others. You know they're not of God. Keep walking with your head up and let the world know that it's about God and God alone. What you got, you got. What God got for you, he got for you. We must put God first. We must put him first. Colonel Harrison, how can people show that they have put God first?
They have to yield their lives to God. They have to ask God for forgiveness of their sins, ask God for a new direction in their lives, and they have to depend on those directions, obey those directions once they receive them. And the directions that God gives mankind is in the Holy Bible. It is there from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, total 66 books, which is basically, a lot of people say the B-I-B-L-E is an acronym for basic instruction before leaving Earth. Any and everything that we can encounter in this life, no matter whether we live from 1 year of age to 90 years of age or 100 years of age, the roadmap is laid out in God's holy words, which are instructions. And if we follow those instructions, like people follow instructions on a job, children follow instructions in their parents' homes, or are supposed to. Brothers and sisters, this world would be a different world. We wouldn't have to be, God is no respect of persons. We wouldn't have to worry about race. We wouldn't have to worry about nationality. We wouldn't have to worry about the homeless. We wouldn't have to worry about those who are downtrodden and not having compassion for one another. Everything, compassion, love, respect, admiration, adulation, everything. God is love, and God wants us to love him first and one another secondly. And that's what is missing in this world today throughout all these 200-some countries on the earth. Love is missing. The main ingredient that makes up the essence of God's nature, who he is love, L-O-V-E. I'm not talking about no compassionate love. I'm not, no emotional love. I'm not talking about sensuous love. I'm talking about agape love, which is heavenly love that comes from above, from the throne of God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You are so true. And I'm going to tell you something. We've already found out. Our friends on the line. It was so many coming on, I had to mute. But let me tell you something. If anyone says we were born to die, they don't know the word of God. This God was so ingenious. He didn't need anything. Flesh and blood, the Bible says flesh and blood cannot even inherit the kingdom. So God was not sitting there toying around. Well, you know what, let's go down there, Jesus. These people, we're going to put some curse on them that they can't live to be 100. You know what? Look at all the ones that did live to be over 1,000. Adam and Eve almost made it to 1,000. But we know a day with God, 1,000 years, and all we got is one day. Hey, that was not the case. But what does God expect us to do now that we know he's really our friend? Now that we know we didn't ask to come here. He felt in his heart, Jehovah felt, that yes, look at this beautiful blue globe, this beautiful planet. Let's go down there and create human beings to live in a fascinated, on a fascinating planet, one they didn't build. They just woke up one morning and they were in paradise. Let's do that. God, the one called Jehovah, at Psalm 83:18, never said that. He never implied that. He said, live and multiply and enjoy yourself. God had, he wasn't even thinking about coming down to live on earth. The Bible says earth belonged to men and to the heavens, they belong to God. So God, in his infinite wisdom and his love for us, no greater love, no greater love. Someone said love between a man and a woman is not even to suffice for love of God. That God made it possible that we be able to live happily and enjoy on earth. Beautiful lands, beautiful forests, the water. Earth is beautiful. Astronauts say they have to bow down and believe in a God that they might not have seen or known. When they get up there and they look down on Earth, I'm telling you. But right now, hey, you guys, all y'all, we got something to do. Some are saying, now I see this on my screen. Well, how do I glorify God? Colonel Harrison, take up on that, and I'll end up on it. How can human beings glorify God? Is there something they got to do?
Yes. Live a life, number one, is pleasing unto God.
I can't hear you, Colonel.
Yes, live a life is pleasing unto God, number one. And number two, yield to the...
I can't hear you, Colonel. Colonel, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you... Yeah, number one, yield to God. Yield to God. Live a life that's pleasing unto God. Instructions are in the Holy Bible, brothers. This is specifically the Christian Bible, 66 books. Once you find out who he is, live a life that's pleasing unto him. Then tell others about God, the goodness of God, what he's done for you, how he's changed your life, and love those who are as God's son Jesus did, who are down and out, downtrodden, homeless, people who've been abandoned, can't help themselves, the widows, the orphans, brothers and sisters. We need love and not hate. Only love can conquer hate. And so we got to draw nigh to each other, draw close to each other. Together we stand, divided we fall. Our ancestors may have come across from different countries on different ships, but now we're in the same boat together. We either swim together, we exist together, or we'll perish together. God is love.
Thank
and we
you,
need to
Colonel.
Love God and love one another. Yeah.
Thank you, Colonel.
Yeah.
We will see you next week. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.